Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The comments from David Price saying, hey, we got to get this thing turned around now or they're going to blow this thing up. Is he telling the truth?
No, we're not in a position we're blowing things up at this point.
Those conversations go on and on and on and up.
We're a long way away from being in that type of situation.
Dale Arnold.
You're Tom Brady. Who's the apart? I never got my ball back. Please help me get my football back. Or do I feel inflated?
Rich Keefe.
In the tie room?
Yeah. Dale and Keefe.
Unless he spits in LeBron's face, that'd be the only way I'd come back on board with Kyrie.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keefe. Sports Radio WEEI. We've spent a lot of the early portions of the program focusing on Bruins and Celtics because they both have playoff games tonight. The Red Sox are in action as well, as you heard during the award-winning Trending Now earlier in the hour.
That's right.
But there was a lot of talk yesterday on the station. We spoke with Dave Dombrowski.
That's right.
The OMF guys spoke with Alex Cora. And a lot of talk about what's going on with this team. Are they going to be able to figure it out? There was the Alex Speer piece, which ran yesterday in the Globe. And it didn't run in the early editions. It came on later on the website when we first saw it. In fact, when we talked to Dave Dombrowski about it, he hadn't yet seen it.
I really wish there was audio of this, too.
Oh, I'd love to hear this.
Because I know Alex Speer didn't say anything like, you know, David Price said jokingly, or David Price said tongue-in-cheek, or David Price said
sarcastically.
And he would
have, by the way. Yeah. I think he would have included that.
But Price could have just kind of deadpanned him a little bit. Again, we're talking about the comments where Price said, if we don't turn things around, the team's going to trade Mookie, going to trade J.D. Martinez, could trade me. He referenced the fact that they're dead last in minor league system. Which that line kind of makes me think, is there a chance he's just being like over the top a little bit? Like to say that, like for a player to say that part of it, I was like, I don't know.
I mean, there were a bunch of quotes that we gave you yesterday just to highlight. Quote, if we don't start playing better, J.D. Martinez, Mookie Betts, maybe myself, we could get traded. He was talking about the minor league system. He said, we're what, 30th in minor league systems?
Like, what current major leaguer would say that? That seems like an odd quote to me.
He is right. America does
rank them. That's the thing about it. He's right about all of it.
Yeah.
I agree with him on all of it, which is also a really rare spot to be in. Since David Price has arrived, how many times have you agreed with what he has said? It's always been about like, oh, I have a unique elbow and I'm allergic to cats, dogs, and grass. And it's, I play four. I'm in a video game generation. It's like a million things where you just kind of roll your eyes at. This time he says something that I think he is 100% right about. Yeah, you hear all that and you're like, what? But I think the stuff that he's talking about now, if we don't turn things around, we're going to trade Mookie Betts or J.D. Martinez.
Or me.
Or him. I don't think they could. I don't think they're going to trade David Price. I don't think anybody wants David Price. But those other guys, teams would trade for in a second.
He said, quote, if we don't play better, there's going to be a lot of changes around here.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when Boston won the World Series in 2013. In 2014, they were trash. Trash.
They were trash. That was a trash team. But that's also different. I mean, if you look about the roster constructions and some of the guys that were on the team in 13, some of the guys they got rid of in 14, very different. Like when we were all watching the 2013 Red Sox, did you think, man, this team's going to be great for 5 years?
No, I thought this one was, though.
That's the big difference. That's
absolutely. I thought this one was set up to be good for at least a couple of years.
If they could keep everybody.
Right.
But at least you wanted to keep Mookie Betts. They clearly wanted to keep Xander Bogaerts, and they got him.
And they did.
And J.D. Martinez, we'll see what happens with his contract. But you go back to 13. You're like, what was Jake Peavy's future with the team? Like, what was John Lackey's future with the team? They already screwed up John Lester. So it's like you had to look up for other guys. Like, oh, you really needed Napoli or Victorino forever? Like, that team was very unique in how they were able to put it together.
So we started our conversation with President of Baseball Operations, Dave Dombrowski, about the whole question of blowing this up. I found fascinating the comments from David Price in Alex Speer's piece in today's Globe saying, hey, we got to get this thing turned around now, or they're going to blow this thing up. Is he telling the truth?
Well, I didn't see David's comments. They weren't in the paper when I read them this morning. No, we're not in a position. We're blowing things up at this point. But we do have to play better. There's no question about that. So I think his point was probably to people that, hey, you just can't keep playing this way. Things end up happening. But we're a long way away from being in that type of situation.
So two things jump out to me there. He says we're not at that point right now.
Yeah.
And we're a long way from that. But didn't, like, rule it out.
Like, yeah, he didn't say we're not blowing anything up.
Like, this team's not going to, we're not going to blow it up. Because I think he has to know that at some point it might get to that. We all, well, I shouldn't speak for everybody. I think most people look at the talent on this team. You look at all the games against Baltimore and Toronto, and you say, they're going to win 90 games. They won 108 last year,
yep.
So that's still a ways down from a year ago. But they're going to be in the mix come September. But the reality is, what if they're not? Like, there was just, at this point, they're 6-13 or whatever it is. So if they're in June and they're still playing about the same and Tampa's running away with the division, the Yankees get healthy and they get better, isn't it smart business to consider trading J.D. Martinez or Mookie Betts if you don't think you can retain those guys?
Now, OMF talked with Alex Cora later in the day and got his thoughts on the things that David Price said as well.
No, it's funny because you don't have to have a big meeting to address certain things, and throughout last year there were points during the season. I can tell you, we remember that game with Mookie when he hit the 3 home runs against Kansas City, and I think at that point, I don't know what the record was, we actually talk about, hey, we need to get better, you know, we're winning ball games, but we're not playing good baseball. So those conversations go on and on and on and on throughout the season, and it's been going on since spring training. You know, we have to do this better, we have to do this better. For us to get to the point that we want to do, we have to, let's say, take care of the baseball. We have to play better defense, you know. We have to be more aggressive swinging the bat. And, you know, I do that on a daily basis, you know. It's nothing has changed, you know. The only thing that has changed is our start. You know, last year it was, 17-2, and this year it is what it is. So, you know, I'm still very consistent with the message. I believe in what we do. I believe in, you know, the group that we have. And, you know, we will turn around, man.
I love it. I love the I know Mark James is the nickname guy around here, not me, but I think we could start calling him Alex. Hey, you remember last year, Cora? He said it like 3 times in one cut there. Hey, remember last? Hey, remember the game? Mookie
I was
Betts
calling
three
on
months?
Him to stop saying it.
Hey, you remember
he
last year?
He doubled down.
Yeah, I remember last year. You clearly do too. You're just like living in the past. Hey, you remember last year? Like, and by the way, like the question was sort of about Price's comments, but then it morphed into, you know, the message behind closed doors type of thing. And then the next thing you know, he's talking about a Mookie Betts 3 home run game from last year. What? Like, what are we talking about?
And by the way, after that conversation.
Yes.
Now, maybe he had already been tipped of the possibilities, but after that conversation, we learned that Dustin Pedroia is going back on the IL.
Just like last year.
Dustin Pedroia, in his at bat a couple of nights ago.
Yeah.
Caught his cleat on a swing. Felt a pop.
Yeah, forget it. See you later.
Had it checked out. Pedroia says, oh, it's just a minor injury, which is what you'd expect him to say.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, why does he have to go back to Tampa?
Who knows?
I mean, why is he in Tampa? I mean, fine, he wants to be around the guys. I understand that. But if he's back on the IL.
I don't know. Maybe he'll be back in 10 days. Obviously.
I mean, unless they're going to drive him from Tampa to Fort Myers and let him begin rehabbing there. I don't know.
John Tomasi, our former colleague now with NBC Sports Boston, he wrote about David Price and his comments from yesterday. And he said there's obviously a couple of ways to look at it. He goes, on the one hand, you could say Price is standing up as a spokesman to address the rocky start, you know, sort of taking on a leadership role. You know we need to be better or we'll be gone. He says multiple team sources have consistently painted him as all in, particularly since the World Series. But Tomasi's gut reaction, and he says he can't help but wonder if this thought motivated him too, that he wants out.
Now, like, last year it was.
Yeah, no, I remember last year as well. But do you think Price is changing his mind about wanting to be here? Do you read into that at all?
Seems early for that.
Because he mentioned, oh, they could even trade me. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, I think what he was trying—I'll disagree with John in this regard. I think what he was trying to do is not leave himself out of, you know, Everybody's got to be better. Anything could happen. He didn't want to just say, oh, they could trade JD. They could trade me, too.
That's how I would read it, too. Yeah. I think he is. And it's weird to hear him trying to be a leader and actually making sense.
And he was. And he sounded like a leader,
yeah,
to me.
I think he did. And then, but Cora and Dombrowski are trying to downplay it. So I don't even know if they're all on the same page. You know, because Price, it would have been a more consistent message for the team, and I would have disagreed with it, but if Price said, hey, we'll figure it out, we were really good last year, and it's all the same guys back. Like, that's the Cora approach. Like, hey, you remember last year? You guys weren't saying anything bad about us last year. It's like, yeah, because you didn't lose.
You were like 17-3 in the first one.
You never lost. You guys were unbelievable. This year, it has been a completely different start. They do need to turn things around. And it will be a really hard decision to make. Do you trade Mookie Betts before the deadline if the team is out of it for this year?
If they're 15 games out on July 1st, which at the way they're going right now, that's not outside the realm of possibility.
You kind of have to. I know most people would say that's crazy, and especially because you have 2 years left of Mookie Betts, but they do, and Price is right, they have the worst farm system. And, you know, part of that for good reason. They got Chris Sale, they got Craig Kimbrell, like they went out and made moves.
And I got no issues with it,
fine.
By the way.
Yeah, that's
you
fine.
You got a World Series championship. You do it.
I'm good. But you can't, the worst case scenario is at the end of this year, they miss the playoffs. JD Martinez plays out the year, opts out, signs somewhere else for more money. Now you have 1 year left of Mookie Betts. He doesn't sign the extension, so he's on the team for next year. But then he walks away in another year.
And more of a mess than he is now.
Yeah, and that's sort of the doomsday scenario, but you can't allow that to happen. So maybe, and I'm not saying just trade those guys to trade them. I'm saying if for some reason they don't want to be extended, you need to do what's best for the team and move on from them.
Christopher Smith, who covers the Red Sox for MassLive.com, tweeted out the following. The Red Sox offense ranks 21st in batting average, 229.
That's higher than I thought.
On base percentage, 300. Slugging percentage, 374. They're tied for 20th in home run, 20th in runs, 77. Tied for 22nd in home runs, 19th. Tied for 11th in doubles, 33. And tied for 22nd in extra base hits, 53. I mean, basically, other than doubles, yeah, they're in the 20s.
Right.
In everything, and offensively.
And you look at their lineup, and it's like deja vu to the year without David Ortiz. Like, they were still able to score some runs, but they couldn't hit home runs. Were they, like, last in the American League or second last in the American League? They couldn't get it done. And so, yeah, this is just a brutal start. And if you want to say, hey, well, it's early. All right, well, it's early for everybody, and everybody else has a better record, like, at least in the American League. And so, yeah, the home runs just – JD Martinez is the only guy – really playing at his level. Maybe Bogarts as well. You know, Mitch Moreland had the hot start, obviously. You're looking around, you're saying, well, Mookie Betts is supposed to be the second best player in the league, and he has not given you anywhere near that. Plus,
and he looks lost.
He does look lost. And then Benintendi's missed a few games, so you haven't had him in there. Because the bottom of the lineup kind of is what it is. Like, those guys, it's certainly not a murderer's row. And if you're going to be using San Leon, it's even worse. So the guys hitting 1 through 5, they're going to have to carry it, and unfortunately most of them have not been able to.
Well, they get a chance to try to turn it around. They had an off day yesterday, could clear their heads, Keith.
Got a good team, though.
You know, get a little walk on the beach.
Yeah.
You know, get things sorted out in your head.
Should help. Maybe the road trip will bring the team closer together. You ever hear that?
Doesn't work so
that
could well be a thing. New York.
No. I know, but not like New York's not that far away. Like get away.
All the way to Florida.
Take up maybe that plane trip. And help the Celtics for like a minute.
Maybe
remember
they could
when
just
they
keep flying around until they sort
just
it out.
Keep flying.
They got land long enough to refuel and take back off again. And
is it all of a sudden a really big series?
Like, yes.
I know it's April, but it has to be. We keep coming up with stats about starts like this and how many teams make the playoffs. So plenty of teams have had these bad starts, and guess what? They just stay home. They don't go back. Now, some of those teams that missed the playoffs didn't have the luxury of a second wild card, right? Like, you're going back a ways. So there's more of a chance that they're able to at least get back and play in that one game play-in. But, man, they need to turn it around sooner rather than later.
617-779-7937. It's a Falls Count Anywhere Friday, which means whatever you want to bring to the table
all
is fine with us.
All off.
We've talked Bruins. We've talked Celtics. We've talked Sox. Haven't talked much Patriots yet.
No.
We'll figure out a way to
work. The draft is right around the corner.
Next week.
Right around the corner.
Next Thursday. Will they take a quarterback in the first round or the second round?
No. Do you want guys to have a big draft party? Want to have like a big get-together?
Now you'll invite me over.
Well, no, he didn't say at his house.
No. Well, actually, I don't want to leave, so I guess it probably would have to be. We could have you pour yourself a draft, you watch the draft, and then you just keep doing that.
It's a good concept.
It is. Drafts at the draft at the Dragon's Lair.
And we'll have a Josh Rosen update later in the show, because there's some controversy over there.
I'll tell you who's going nowhere. Everybody.
Well, let's just talk about that later on as well. Juan's in Framingham. Hey, Juan.
Yes, hi, guys. Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call as well. Mm-hmm. I just want to know your guys' opinion real quick, and then I'm out. If and when healthy, what do you guys think? How much confidence will you guys have in the Patriots wide receiving core once we see Josh Gordon and Demaryius Thomas on that same field? Thank you.
All right, good question, Juan. And it's funny because Josh Gordon,
I don't feel confident in either of them.
I don't
for
at
different
all.
Reasons.
I think my personal thought on Josh Gordon is, first of all, I love him. Second of all, I can't imagine that his suspension isn't most of the season, if not all of the season. And yet, at the same time, the league seems to want to give this guy yet another chance. They know that it's all self-inflicted. They want
exactly.
to help him.
This is a guy who has a personal issue that he's trying to sort out. This isn't a guy who's been accused of spousal abuse.
Nope.
He hasn't, that we know of, hasn't hit a woman,
hasn't done anything like that. Any other person.
No, this is just himself. Yeah. It's easy to root for a guy to be able to get through that and conquer his demons and find a way back to health.
Let's just play it out. Let's say he gets suspended for 8 games. I think it'll probably be more than that, but he gets suspended for 8 games. Every week that he plays,
you're waiting for it to happen.
Yes. Unfortunately.
I mean, they did everything they could do last year. Supposedly, they had this incredible support system in place. They had people who were, I mean, I'm sorry to use a term that might seem like I'm, you know, being prejudicial here. Basically, babysat this guy.
No, I know he did. And wasn't the thought that it happened during the bye week?
Yeah.
And that's what everybody said, too. Like, really, they looked at it and said, oh, man, during the bye week, you got to be careful. You know, if some of the guys that he's hanging out with, if they go somewhere else and he's by himself or with the wrong people or whatever it is, you know, that may be tough. And then he couldn't make it through the season. So, unfortunately, I don't have a lot of confidence in him. And then for completely different reasons, I don't have confidence in Demaryius Thomas either. He's in his 30s now, coming off of an Achilles injury. I think he's closer to
10-year vet with an Achilles injury.
Like Eric Decker,
by the way,
Reggie
an Achilles
Wayne.
Injury late in the season.
Yeah, I don't think he'd even be ready for the start of camp anyway. And then we know how those guys have a hard time. So those are two big names. If it was 2014 or 15, Thomas and Gordon, it might be two of the best receivers that Brady's ever had. But unfortunately, both those guys are past. Or at least Thomas is past it. Gordon, I don't think you can rely on.
617-779-7937. Jay's in Brookline. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Jay?
All right. So on the Red Sox topic, this right here is a perfect example of this start of how a championship season is basically lightning in a bottle and you can't recreate it. I mean, they basically brought every single player back except for Kimbrel and Kelly. And they're not the reason we're 6-13 right now. And they're just horrible. So given hindsight being 2020, what moves, if you knew we'd be where we are now, what moves would you not make? Would they not have signed Eovaldi? Would they not have signed Dale? Would they not have given Bogaerts the big deal? Would they not have brought us Pierce back? I mean, I think all those things.
Oh, it's a great question. Yeah, hindsight.
I think Bogaerts, absolutely, they would have done exactly what they did.
That's the one I still would have done. I wouldn't have signed Sale at the time, let alone the start that they're on, but I certainly wouldn't have done that.
Right. And you said that before.
Yeah,
so
I said that before. Because
this was before he went 0-4. And
I got swept up in the Eovaldi thing, and I think most fans did, and surprisingly so did the Red Sox organization. They shouldn't have signed Eovaldi. I know he was good in his last start, but they shouldn't have given Eovaldi $17 million a year for 4 years. That I don't think they should have done. Pierce, I don't think it was even a lot of money on Pierce. So I could really care less.
That one.
Sale and Eovaldi I would not have done. Bogaerts, I'm glad they did. That's one of the few bright spots of the early season.
I would have done that anyway. I mean, I was surprised they were able to get
but
it
But would
done.
You have signed Eovaldi now? I mean, again, completely hindsight thing, but would you have signed Eovaldi now? I would not have.
No. And the other question that I think is brought up based on the start this year was last year just an aberration? Was it just one of those magical years? Sort of like the Red Sox winning in 2013, where you just said, I don't know what the hell's going on, but they won.
So I still think 13 was that, and it's amazing. Give them credit and all whatever else. Last year's team, I don't think was that way. Mookie Betts was the MVP. JD Martinez was top four. Chris Sale.
But was Mookie Betts' performance last year just an aberration? Is that not who he is?
If it wasn't for 2016, where he had kind of similar performance, I would have said sure. Like, that's a one-off for him. But two of the last 3 years, he has been an MVP type of player. And then even the year in the middle, he finished sixth in the MVP voting. Yep. It wasn't as good as he was the year before. But right, like, so I don't think that's an aberration. I think Betts and Martinez are and Bogarts are as good as there is in baseball. Sale went healthy. Now, last year, when he was healthy, he was one of the best pitchers, and their staff wasn't bad last year. So, and they're clearly not this bad. Even if you don't think that they are, like, 108 wins, you say, well, that was crazy. Right. That was lightning in a bottle. Well, they should still be, like, 94, 95 wins. It's still a playoff roster. But to this point, hasn't looked it.
You look at the rotation, and you think,
yeah,
they should be better than this.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Sale has had it an entire career better than this.
Oh, every year.
Assuming that he's not hurt, and I don't think he is. They wouldn't be trotting him out there if he was.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
Did he just lose it? You know, did the accumulation of innings, which in his case wasn't even that high because he was on the DL twice last year.
But it does happen with some guys, and I'd have to go back and look at the history, and maybe it's injuries, maybe it's not, but, you know, Barry Zito, I know he didn't throw as hard as Chris Sale did, but he was like a Cy Young candidate, and then all of a sudden he was trash. Like Johan Santana, that might have been an injury, actually. I think it was. But he was like a Cy Young candidate, then I think he missed the season, then he came back, and he was awful. And like Roy Halladay, he got to a point, he was fantastic, and then he wasn't. So, I don't know, is that the point? Because I think people have looked at the way Chris Sale has thrown, like his mechanics, and since day one said, this won't last. But it has for so long.
Yeah.
And then did all that catch up to him? I don't know.
I got to find a way to pitch better. I mean, this is flat out embarrassing for my family, for my team, for our fans.
He embarrassed everybody he knows. But he's accountable, if nothing else.
Oh, he is always that.
Yeah.
He has never shirked responsibility for his performances, even, by the way, when they're not even that bad. If he loses, he sounds like that.
Oh, yeah. Even if he loses one zip, it's on him.
Which he did earlier this year.
No, I know. Still his fault.
It was still on him.
No, I know.
I guess you take some solace in the fact that the velocity seems to be inching back up as it did last year. I know Alex Cora told OMF yesterday, he said, I'm not a betting man, but I'm convinced that his next start is going to be really, really good. I'm paraphrasing here. You know, he just thinks that Sale is right on the cusp of going out there and throwing a gem.
See, the problem is when you say stuff like that, and then if he doesn't, you're like, what did you see?
I know.
You know, and so hopefully Cora's right. Hopefully Cora's not just saying something to be optimistic. Hopefully he really feels as though he is that close. But now the next time he goes out there, all eyes will be on him. And if he gets hit around and has to leave in the fourth inning, you're going to circle back to Cora's previous comment and say, yeah, you remember you were saying something about what you saw? What was that again?
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we do have Kiefer Madness, our week in review.
Woo!
But don't go anywhere.
No, please don't.
You got a trend first.
Oh, okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keith's a nice guy.
Keith's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Nice. Exactly. We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
I'm just going to get him in the Muay Thai clinch and knee him in the face a bunch of times. I'm going to tackle him, get him on his back, and beat the shit out of him.
All right.
I bring it.
I've killed 19 of them here on the property.
Here we go, Dale. It is a Friday around noon 30.
Seems like a violent edition
today. An aggressive edition.
Yeah, it seems it.
Of the Week in Review. We had no Dale and Keefe on Monday because we had, it was Marathon Monday.
We were separated.
We were separated. And so really for most of our time slot, it was the Red Sox. And Sean McDonough was in the booth, and he was telling some stories.
It just showed you messing around with Remy from across the wall.
I wish I had this when I worked with Remy. I could have blown his cigarette smoke out of the booth. This fan would have come in very handy. Where was this 15 years ago?
A little peek behind the curtain, I suppose.
Well, he's not wrong.
No, he's not. Lou also was talking about the Patriot Day games because he had an opportunity to play in a lot of those over the course of his career.
It's one of those things where you leave the park on Sunday and Val like hits you and says, you're playing third tomorrow.
Yeah,
because John Valentin wants nothing to do with 11. And a lot of the guys really don't because it's such like a just, you wake up and it's a grind. You know, it's like your routine is thrown off. You're like, what time do I have to get up for this game? It's not even a spring training 1 o'clock start. Can I get in the cage? I got to loosen up. I got to get ready. And that first pitch comes at 11 and you realize you're in a big league game and you're just like mentally, you're just trying to, you know, get up for this type of game. It's a tough game, but it's also a fun one.
That's my favorite thing. So I was listening to those guys, obviously, and they're talking about how, you know, what, you know, it's great for the city, and it's like, you know, you get the marathon going on, it's a special day, it's an early game, and Lou's like, yeah, nobody wants to play in it. The players don't want to play. It's great and all, but it sucks.
Want me to give you a peek behind the curtain? Around that cut? So they had an issue, because I did part of the pregame show on Monday.
I remember that, yeah.
And they had an issue. The night before, they have these fancy new windows now. Automated windows that open and close.
Oh, really? There's like a remote control to that?
Somebody broke it.
What?
They couldn't open the windows. Now, it's like 70 degrees.
It's going to be hot this summer.
The AC isn't on in the whole press box building because it's April,
sweating buckets.
So Sean McDonough had to get one of those little those electric fan things that you know, the thing that you heard him talking about. He had to have it because he was too hot. And it's why it also sounded like they were doing a game in a phone booth. Because the windows couldn't open.
A little odd. Dale, I told a story earlier in the week.
Tell lots of stories.
I did. Well, this was an important story to tell. We were talking about golf carts because remember Colin Cowherd said that he wished that Francisco Molinari got run over by a golf cart, which I don't really understand. Like, you can still want Tiger to win, but you don't need everybody else to get injured.
Again, aggressive, don't you think?
It was a little aggressive, just like several years. I'm so much more mature now, but several years ago, I was at a friend's wedding, and there happened to be a golf cart there.
You know, I almost killed a man with a golf cart. True story. I almost murdered a friend of mine with a golf cart. So we were at a wedding out in the woods in California, and they left a golf cart there. They left a golf cart.
That's their fault.
And I'm staring at it all night while we're watching while we're doing like the, you know, we're eating and drinking a lot, and I'm looking at the golf cart. I'm like, I'm going to ride that golf cart. I'm going to ride that golf cart. One of my friends like, you got to get that golf cart. I'm like, I'm going to get that golf cart. So at the end of the night, the goal was we were all going to go into the pool and play Marco Polo because that's what you do. And so I was going to drive everybody with the golf cart. It was like 30 feet. I get in it. The thing has no brakes.
Oh,
has
boy.
No brakes. So I'm flying.
Maybe there's a reason it was parked in the woods the way it was.
Probably right. Probably should have left it there. So I'm flying and thank God. And I'm going right at my friend. I'm right at him. And thankfully, he doesn't think I'm joking.
Hey!
I'm like kind of like trying to control him. Like, it's got no brakes! It's got no brakes! So he dove out of the way, thankfully. I end up beaching the thing on top of a bonfire. Oh, I also smash into a heat lamp. I forgot to mention that. Smash into
the whole heat lamp.
Absolutely
thing.
Destroy a heat lamp that I'm trying to push the thing out. It wouldn't work.
Note to self.
Thankfully, nobody was hurt during that.
Don't invite Keith to daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
Just,
by the way,
just making a note here.
I also officiated that wedding.
There you go, Dale. But that was a
buried
long
the
time
lead
ago.
There. I mean, it got through that whole story, and we find out you officiated at the wedding.
And again, not to call anybody out, but that lovely couple no longer together.
Not your fault, though.
It was not my fault. I did a great job.
If you hadn't officiated the wedding, would those two lovebirds still be together?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. No.
The best part of the clip and the part of the story I almost forgot about is, what were you guys intending to doing that night?
We're going to introduce everybody to play Marco Polo in the pool, and everybody's going to get their own intro, and we're going to drive them in like a bullpen cart. So my friend comes running down.
Now!
My friend thought he was really funny, so he comes running. He wasn't there for it. He comes running down. He changed into his bathing suit, and all he was wearing was his bathing suit and his suit jacket and nothing else. And he thought he was really funny, so he comes down. He's like, hey, guys, ready to go? And we're all, like, gathered around by the bonfire. We're like, we need to figure this out. We're like, you're not funny. We need to bury the evidence and move on. So We never did play Marco Polo that night.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, we had an early flight the next day, so that's why. Usually, it's a very professional outfit here on Dale and Keith, but sometimes, things get away from us, including this trending earlier in the week.
Jason, would you like me to go right now? Are we on the air? Should I just keep going? Should I go right now? What do you want me to do? What are we doing? Trending? Want me to do like the boom, boom, boom? Want me to do trending? Give me some kind of direction.
I hit the wrong button.
Give me some direction right now. What would you like me to do?
As soon as this,
I will do whatever you would like me to do. Are we even on the air? I will do whatever you want me to do. Direct me.
Keith, go.
Very smooth, Jason. Thank you very much. It's trending now.
It's not great.
Sometimes
it was not great.
It went so much better in rehearsal.
It really was not great.
I blame you for that. You could have just waited a second.
You could have like hit a button.
I could have waited a second. Nope. It was like a minute of dead air. I had to say
no. It wasn't
something.
Dead air. There was the promos playing.
No, so there wasn't.
Yes, that
Dale,
was.
Did you hear anything?
Nothing.
There was nothing there.
I promise you, there was a promo playing. Right there. You couldn't
there.
Hear it.
There's nothing there. Jason's high school football coach called in again, Coach Robideau, who famously would not give Jason the C, even though he was voted in by his peers as captain.
Which, by the way, makes him the worst person.
It is.
On
it's
Earth.
A terrible thing. But he's a good caller to the show. He wanted to be the, you know how we played Giselle singing goodbye at the end of the program around 2 o'clock? Well, Coach wanted to take a stab at it.
Goodbye. It's time to say goodbye. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. It's time to say goodbye.
Not bad.
No, it was
scale
awful.
Of 1 to 10.
It was below Shime.
Oh, Shime is like a 10 out of 10. Shime's electric. That's probably an 8.
No, he has right. the lyrics.
Well, you don't
wrong.
Like him. You're,
has,
you,
no, I. Well, no, I don't.
The
like
lyrics
him.
Wrong.
No,
he said goodbye. That was plenty.
No, but the lyric. You have to have the lyrics correct.
He got it. Goodbye, goodbye. Time to say goodbye.
That's not the words. You'll hear it.
Rossi wanted to include this. He thought this was a funny line. I didn't.
Well, last night, I don't think it mattered if Pastrnak was on the first line, the second line, the green line, the blue line, the orange line, the red line, any line you want to pick on the tee, because he got his ass kicked last night.
Yeah, I should have made an executive decision.
Wait a second.
I should have made an executive decision.
It was your call.
To,
is this your segment or not?
You're right. Dale, when you're right, you're right.
Yeah, but
this isn't Rossi's Week in Review. This is Kiefer Madness. Yeah. Madness.
Good for you.
Madness.
But you...
Hi, that's a new voice.
Back to the heavy, back to the heavy metal voice.
Yeah, it is similar. Yeah, they're all
no,
the same.
No, it's more like...
Madness.
That's better.
They're all the same.
But you wanted to play Coach Robideau and his crap, and you don't think that was a good line? You don't
this
think
was
that guy?
This was the call of the week. This was from Chris.
When you first came, I didn't think you were that funny.
Thank you.
But you have developed into the number one Boston radio personality. And
wow.
Pretty
good. Thank you, Chris.
Like, I really can't say, like, what a just an evolution that you've maintained over the last couple of years.
It's been incredible. The metamorphosis of Rich Keefe has been pretty...
It's like an actual superhero.
Wiggy, I know you're new on this show and everything like that. You have to understand, in Dale Land, the Bruins have won the Stanley Cup every single year. And right now, they're not down 2-1. They're up 3-0.
Okay.
Because this is what happens with Dale. He is the biggest Bruins suck-up in the history of mankind. Everything is great. Everything comes down to puck luck. Dale, they took penalties because they were not aggressive.
Like, how many penalties did they take in the game, Chris?
I understand, Dale.
That'd be three, Chris. That'd be three minor penalties in the game, you moron.
Oh, he's not a moron. This is a great caller. Yeah, this is one of the better callers we've ever had.
Very good caller.
Yeah. Rack him.
Rack him.
What a call. Chris, call it anytime. Really hit a lot of
the floor
of,
is yours,
highlights.
Chris.
It was really, really good stuff.
The Evolution of Rich Keefe. Is that going to be your book title?
It's going to be my DVD. Yeah.
You think he's going to write a book?
We're going to put out a DVD. Dale, how dare you? I'm planning on reading one at some point.
No way.
Yeah, I might.
Did you read mine yet?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, I did.
You
very
went,
much.
You
behind
went.
The, I went behind the B.
That wasn't that's the name of the book.
All right. I listened to the walls when they were talking, right? There we go. Now we're getting there. This is the last thing that we have. So, again, the game is on Nesson tonight. I know people were confused that they didn't think the last game was on Nesson. This one is, and you can find out what tie Dale is wearing.
My wife says, have you got enough ties here, Dale?
A lot of ties. Where do you put all your ties? You have a tie room?
I got a couple of hangers in the back of the closet that they all...
So do you like mark them? Like this one's been used and you put that in a different side?
Put it on a different hanger.
Yeah, how about that?
Start on one hanger, put it on a different hanger.
And so you must have so many set aside for the playoffs because you don't know how many playoff games you're going to have.
No.
But so just if they go all the way to the cup, you're still going to have a different tie every single game?
Tomorrow night, when we're on Nesson, I'm going to trot out kind of a black and orangey kind of motif.
Black and orange?
Well, that's,
that doesn't
fit. Is it the Jerry Garcia style, like where it's like all swirls?
No, and, no, I, I'm not
a
Jerry
Garcia. Do you have a
Garcia
piano
guy.
Key necktie?
I do not.
That's a pretty good tie.
Well, it looks like piano keys? Two more games after this.
No matter what, they're
minimum
playing.
Minimum three games
right.
left.
They have two games left.
Oops, sorry.
Minimum
Let me
two.
Have it back.
Yeah.
They have a minimum two games left.
Dale, a texter just texted in. Kidding, what? It was me. Do you, have an Easter theme tie?
Ooh, that's oh, that's huge. Like eggs all over it.
It won't have eggs, but there will be an Easter color theme
yes.
for Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you got one for tonight. And then you have the Easter
black and orange thing
one.
I told you about.
Yes.
It's new. I'm trotting it out tonight for
okay.
the first time.
All right, so that's that one. And then you have an Easter one up
well,
your
I'm
going
to come up with some sort of a pastel-y, color-y,
oh, I like that very much.
Pinky, purple-y, something like that.
I like that very much.
I don't know what it's going to be. But and by the way, the game on Easter Sunday, we are now being told, is at 3 p.m.
Okay.
Completely screwing up Easter dinner plans
no,
for
this
everybody.
So Celtics are at 1, right? So Celtics at 1, Bruins at 3, Game of Thrones at 9. Holy smokes. We got ourselves a Sunday. This is perfect.
And the game's being on there. If you're over somebody's house and you don't like your family, pop the TV on.
Yeah, you got to watch the TV.
I'll wave
gotta
to
watch
you.
It's for the playoffs.
Pre and post game. I'll wave to you.
Pre and post. That'd be good. Could you do that? Could you touch your face during the first
sure.
segment to say hi to me and Rossi?
Tonight or Sunday?
Every night going forward.
From this point forward.
When you go like, hey, welcome into the Bruins pregame. Just touch your face.
It
will
look creepy, will it, if I'm doing this?
Yeah, but we'll know it's a shout-out. It's like a quiet kind
face.
Of, it's a silent shout-out to us.
Has he got issues?
What is he doing?
What is he
face?
Doing?
One for me, one for Rossi. The left hand, right hand.
Has he got some sort of eczema thing going
just wipe
there?
Your face. That's what Jeff Hornacek used to do when he was shooting free throws. He'd wipe his face. It worked out well for Hornacek. You could blow kisses like Jason Kidd used to do. That's not a bad idea.
I think, Dale, I would appreciate it.
That'd be really nice. And then I could tell the people, my family, when I'm watching the game, be like, watch this. He's going to touch his face, and that's for us. And then he does it. They're like, oh, my God, you know him?
Like, God, he's covering his right eye.
Yeah, you don't have to leave it there, Dale. Just a quick little, like you got a scratch or something, just real quick on the face. I'll look for it tonight. I'll look for it.
Tonight'll be the night.
Okay.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Sports Radio WEEI.
Across the I wish wall. I had this when I worked with Remy. I could have blown his cigarette smoke out of the booth.
You know, I almost killed a man with a golf cart. True story. I almost murdered a friend of mine with a golf cart. Very
so
smooth, Jason. Thank you very much. It's trending now.
It's time to say goodbye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm already blowed up.
Take a break. Take a breath. Hopefully the next guy walks to the ring.
take your time.
It's exciting.
You guys would have to know the Ultimate Warrior story to understand.
He was my favorite
that.
as a kid.
Did you wear the
I love the tassels around,
the biceps and stuff.
I still do. Show off the guns a little bit that way. You tie them real tight.
Suns out,
definition.
Guns out.
Yes.
I'm going to go out on a limb, Rich, and suggest that things might not go well for the Oakland Raiders. Now,
that's
I was
a good
one,
assumption.
I was the one who suggested
you were
that,
right.
that John Gruden was just going to be a dumpster fire.
And he got rid of all of his best players, so far so good.
So Ian Rappaport tweets this out. Of course, the NFL draft begins Thursday.
That's right. Can't wait.
Round one Thursday, round two Friday, then everybody and else three, on Saturday. Right. Two and three on Friday, everybody else on Saturday. So Ian Rappaport tweets this out. Sources. Raiders coach John Gruden and GM Mike Mayock sent their scouts home for the weekend.
Oh, okay.
And they are not expected to return by draft time.
Oh.
The belief is they don't know who to trust and wanted to clear the room.
What does that mean? What are you talking about? You don't trust your scouts?
Your own scouts.
What do you think they're doing? They're trying to sabotage you? Are they working for
undercover
somebody else?
Agents
are they a mole?
Bill Belichick?
Is that what they think? They think that other teams, because they, because of their trades, and you could say whether, I thought the Khalil Mack one was bad. I thought the Amari Cooper one ended up being pretty good. But they have three first round picks. Like, so they have a lot of picks. This is a super important draft for them. And they don't trust their scouts?
They don't.
Based on what? Like, do they think they're working for somebody else and they're going to tell them information? Like, I don't really get it.
So you blow them out today. You say, you know what, fellas? You go ahead home for the Easter weekend. And you're thinking, oh, that's nice.
Look at these guys.
Look at these guys.
No.
By the way, don't come back before Thursday either.
So if there was ever any doubt about who should be on Hard Knocks, it is clearly the team that doesn't even trust their scouts. They have Antonio Brown, who he alone would be reason to watch this thing. John Gruden going in there. Then they signed Vontaze Burfict. They have him as well. I mean, that team is ripe for Hard Knocks.
So when Michael Holly was, you know, kind of the fly on the wall when he was writing Patriot Reign, he tells this story that Belichick keeps a pretty tight, and I hate the term war room, but that's what's used.
Yeah, right.
It's a pretty tight group.
Yeah.
You know, like the scouts aren't hanging around out in there. You know, it's the people who are making the decisions. They may bring a guy in. Hey, we're thinking about this guy. What did you tell us about him? But they're not like all sitting in the room, you know, having a coffee and a sit.
But between now and Thursday, you would think there would be nonstop like conversations to be had.
And
that's
the
whole idea of having.
And
the
I think Bill Belichick trusts his scouts.
Although,
Nick Caserio trusts his scouts.
I think what you hear about Belichick is, though, is that he'll listen to his scouts and then he'll go a completely different direction. You guys want that? Oh, that's great. Thank you. Tavon Wilson. And you're like, wait a minute. We didn't even scout this guy. We don't want him. And so, like, he'll go against his guys, but he's certainly not, you know, sending him home a week before the draft. This would be the most important time for the scouts, I would think.
So here's the question I would have for both John Gruden and Mike Mayock.
Yes.
If you don't know who to trust, why are you paying them?
Yeah, just
off season.
Why are they on the payroll? If you are so concerned, you've got to, in Rappaport's words, you've got to clear the room.
It's insane.
Because you don't know who to trust. Why are they there?
I don't know. Now what you got to do is you need to tell, so however many scouts you have, say you have four, you tell each one the wrong guy.
Like, just we're taking to this see guy. Where it shows
you,
up.
You just set some cheese out there. You open up the trap, see what happens. Now they go around and like, oh my God, they really like so and so at number four, and then that gets out. All of a sudden, you know Mike Florio has it. You're like, all right, that guy out of here. Everybody else, you have your jobs for now.
Now I'm sure that Gruden and or Mayock will go out of their way to try to deny this. You know, we don't know where Rappaport's getting his information, but my guess is there's probably some shred of truth. Although Ian Rappaport is, as you like to point out, NFL outsider.
Well, he is an NFL outsider. He doesn't get everything right, but he...
But you feel like this one might be right, don't you? Because I do.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
You send your scouts home because you don't trust them.
What? Like, come on. What an...
I think things are going well there, don't you?
But if I told you that was going to happen to... Well, actually, you know what's funny? Is if I said that happened... If I just told you that story without the team...
Yeah.
What guess would you have had? Would you have guessed Raiders? Because actually, now that I say it, I might have thought Jets. I might have thought Lions. I might have thought the old Browns. Like, there's a
Bills.
Lot of teams. That, yeah, Bills, Redskins. Like, there's a lot of teams that probably could have fit this, but this is perfect Raiders.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. There's a very famous football, and the guy who thinks he claims ownership of it is asking help of another famous NFL player to get it back. I'd like to tell that player to bite me.
Oh, Dale.
617.
Blue today. All day today. Since 10.
793.7. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.